Strong support for deporting illegal immigrants, but with nuances, Epoch Reader's poll. As President Donald Trump is enacting his campaign pledge to crack down on illegal immigration, sentiment among readers of the Epoch Times is overwhelmingly in favor of strict enforcement and deportation of illegal immigrants, albeit with some nuance. An online survey conducted January 29 to 30, with a total of 54,144 respondents, reveals strong support for deporting illegal immigrants, particularly those flagged as security threats or reliant on public assistance. However, the results also highlight divisions over how immigration policy should address those with long-term ties to the United States, visa overstayers, and employment. While a majority backs mass deportation, a sizable contingent favors a more nuanced approach, reflecting the ongoing debate over how best to balance enforcement with economic and humanitarian considerations. Trump has acted decisively on immigration enforcement since taking office, including signing an executive order declaring a national emergency at the southern border and another ordering federal agencies to take immediate action to repel, repatriate, and remove illegal immigrants attempting to cross the border. As Trump's immigration enforcement efforts ramp up, the Epoch Times poll shows that readers' overwhelming support for deportation comes with key distinctions based on factors such as visa overstays, employment status, family ties, and potential threats to national security. Widespread support for deportation. A decisive majority of Epoch Times readers believe illegal immigrants should be deported. Asked to respond to a direct question, should illegal immigrants be deported? The overwhelming response was yes, with 81.3% of respondents supporting deportation. However, 16.7% supported deportation only after a case-by-case legal review rather than automatic removal. A minority, 0.9%, opposed deportation entirely, believing illegal immigrants should be allowed to stay, while 1.1% remained unsure. Support for deporting illegal immigrants who rely on public assistance programs was higher, with 88.5% favoring removal, while 8.5% supported allowing them to stay under certain conditions. Only 1.7% opposed deportation for those on government aid, and 1.4% were unsure. The strongest backing for deportation was directed at illegal immigrants flagged as potential national security threats, with 93% favoring immediate removal. Another 6.7% supported deportation but only after a thorough investigation, while 0.2% opposed removal and 0.15% were uncertain. These results not only underscore broad support for stricter immigration enforcement, but also suggest a nuanced approach for some cases. Deporting those who are law-abiding or employed. While the majority of respondents support deportation across the board, opinions become more divided when considering those with no criminal history, other than having entered the country illegally. A majority, 63.4%, supported deporting illegal immigrants who had committed no other offenses. However, nearly a third, 29.6%, were open to allowing such individuals to stay under certain conditions, which could include obtaining legal documentation or meeting specific residency and work requirements. A smaller 3.9% opposed deportation entirely, while 3% were unsure. When employment was factored in, public opinion became even more split. The poll showed that 58.3% of Epoch Times readers supported deporting illegal immigrants who were gainfully employed, but 34.7% believed they should be allowed to stay if certain conditions were met, such as obtaining work permits or paying taxes. Only 4% opposed deporting such workers outright, and 2.9% were unsure. These responses suggest that while a majority still supports enforcement, a substantial minority recognizes the economic role of illegal immigrant workers and favors pragmatic solutions over mass deportation in their case. Visa overstays and those with U.S. ties. The poll also examined attitudes toward illegal immigrants with significant ties to the United States, revealing a more divided stance. Among respondents, 57% supported the deportation of illegal immigrants who have U.S.-born children, while 33.9% favored allowing them to stay under specific circumstances. A smaller 4.1% opposed deportation entirely, and 5.1% were unsure. When asked about unaccompanied illegal immigrant children, 55.1% of respondents supported deportation, while 14.5% believed they should be allowed to stay. A sizable 30.4% remained uncertain. For illegal immigrants who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, 40% supported deportation. However, a slightly higher share, 41.6%, favored allowing them to remain in the country. Another 18.5% were unsure. Opinions on visa overstays were almost evenly split. The poll showed that 42% of respondents supported immediate deportation, while 40% favored allowing visa overstayers to attempt to renew their visas. Another 15.1% supported allowing such individuals to stay on certain conditions, such as employment or family ties, while 2.9% remained unsure. This divide suggests that many Americans view visa overstays differently from illegal border crossings, with some openness to policy solutions that would allow visa overstayers to remain in the country lawfully. Asylum seekers, birthright citizenship, and other factors. While respondents broadly favored deportation, opinions softened when humanitarian factors were considered. A total of 48% of respondents said that illegal immigrants fleeing war or persecution should not be deported and should instead be allowed to apply for asylum. However, 37.4% still supported deportation even in such cases, while 14.6% remained unsure. Natural disasters were viewed differently, with 64% believing that illegal immigrants fleeing disasters should still be deported. In contrast, 9.8% opposed deportation for those affected by natural disasters, while 26% were unsure. When considering national security concerns, 53.2% of respondents said that deportation should be prioritized for illegal immigrants from countries that are not U.S. allies, whereas 42.6% believe that nationality should not influence deportation decisions. Finally, when asked about sensitive sites such as churches, hospitals, and schools, 84.9% said such locations should not be off-limits to immigration enforcement. Meanwhile, 9.8% believed that these sites should remain protected from intrusion, and 5.3% were unsure. The findings of the poll collectively illustrate a strong public preference for immigration enforcement, but they also reveal key areas of debate, particularly regarding visa overstays, economic contributions, and fleeing war. While deportation remains the dominant view, a meaningful percentage of respondents express openness to allowing illegal immigrants to stay in the United States under specific conditions, potentially guiding future policy discussions. Meanwhile, estimates of the total illegal immigrant population in the United States vary widely. The Department of Homeland Security estimated that 11 million illegal immigrants were in the country as of January 2022. The Center for Immigration Studies placed the number at 12.3 million as of May 2023, while the Federation for American Immigration Reform reported a higher estimate of 16.8 million as of June 2023. Trump has said that the true figure could be as high as 21 million, while Secretary of State Marco Rubio, in a May 2024 interview with NBC News when he was a senator, suggested that the number could be up to 30 million.